expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and I say hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to DDV Radio and our urban story. My co-host is here, and she would like to welcome you.
Hi, everyone. It is Saturday, August 3rd, 2019. We hope that you're enjoying your summer. As usual, there's a lot to talk about on this Saturday. Barbara, please tell them what we'd like to talk about.
What we're going to talk about today is, what is racism? Who is a racist? That's what we're going to talk about, racism in its worst form. Is that all right, Miss, with you, Miss Diamond?
Of course, Nat. Yes.
Okay. And why we've chosen this subject is because we're sick and tired of people always throwing that term around. Racist, racist, racist. If you criticize anyone who happens to have a little tinge of color to their skin, you're a racist. Everything, if you talk about the living conditions in Baltimore, represented by Elijah Cummings, you're not supposed to say a word. Because if you do, you're a racist. And that has become rather ridiculous. You know, a lot of things were not said, and a lot of comments were not made during the previous administration, because the previous president was 50% black. And they dare not criticize that 50% without being called a racist. We're sick and tired of it. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Who is the racist? What do you have to say, Ms. Diamond?
Well, as to who is the racist, I can say off the bat that President Donald Trump is not a racist.
Amen.
There is no evidence he's a racist. There's plenty of evidence that Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Representative Omar, is an anti-American, anti-Semite. There's plenty of evidence that Representative Ocasio-Cortez, who represents the Bronx and Queens, is a communist, anti-Semite. And I base this on the statements they've made about Israel, Jews, denigrating or downplaying the concentration camps in World War II, where Jews were tortured, beaten, starved. Some of them, if you look at the pictures, just starved to death, bone, skin and bones. And she calls where illegal immigrants are being held in the United States concentration camps. These are your real bigots, ladies and gentlemen. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Those on the left who don't believe in American values, who reject Judeo-Christian principles, who believe America should be a socialist country, these are your bigots.
Amen.
Donald J. Trump, before he became president, he was never called a racist. He was honored along with Rosa Parks in 1999. If you don't believe me, just Google it. The Ellis Island Award. Put in Ellis Island, Donald Trump, Rosa Parks. She was a civil rights icon. She's since passed. Donald Trump has met with Al Sharpton, Don King, Michael Jackson, a lot of black people, Reverend Jesse Jackson, all through the years. No one has ever documented that Donald Trump is a racist. He's met with these black people. He's given money to black people. He's done more for black people before he was president and as president than Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Elijah Cummings, Maxine Waters, all of them put together. The NAACP, and you think that's a stretch. It's not really a stretch. So Donald Trump is not a racist. Let's put that out there. The only people who want to call Donald Trump a racist are the left, the Democrats, the godless, because they have nothing else. So he criticizes Elijah Cummings. By the way, Donald Trump will criticize whoever needs criticizing, whether you're black, white, green, yellow, Puerto Rican, Asian. He's an equal opportunity criticizer.
Amen.
If it calls for it, Barbara.
I mean, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. The racists are the ones who are always calling other people racist. What do you think these abortion laws are about but making sure that blacks don't reproduce and go beyond the 12.5% to 13% in the population? And remember, who started all of this? That was Margaret Sanger. They're following in the same pattern that she is. And now, do they believe that black people are weeds also? Well, I know one thing they believe. They believe that a lot of black people can't even find their way out of a paper bag if it was open on both ends, because they keep saying the same thing over and over and over, and they get the same supporters and the same voices saying, oh yeah, that's right, oh yeah. Meanwhile, your communities are crumbling right before your eyes. Your families are fractured right before your eyes. You're not getting out of poverty. You're in a vicious cycle. You're still in that affordable housing unit, which is riddled with rodents, which is riddled with garbage, which is riddled with crime, drugs, and you're taking your life at risk every time you open that door, even as you sleep.
Well, President Trump, absolutely. We talked about Baltimore. He tweeted about Baltimore.
Absolutely.
People, and what I put on Twitter, and it's gotten hundreds of hits. And I guess I struck a nerve. The fact that the Democrats are more upset that Donald Trump called out Representative Elijah Cummings, who represents Baltimore in Congress, the fact that they're more upset about what Donald Trump tweeted than that black people
are living in fear,
squalor.
Amen.
Trying to make sure they don't have a lot of rats in their house. They care more about that Donald Trump tweeted the truth as opposed to the squalid conditions under which black Americans, many of whom whose families have been here for decades, probably going back to the 1700s, 1800s as slaves. They care more about the fact Donald Trump had shown a spotlight on the deterioration conditions in Baltimore. They're upset more about Donald Trump saying that, tweeting that, than they are about black people living in horrible conditions. This is today's and has been the Democratic Party for decades. They do not care about you black people. Understand, they don't care about us.
Amen.
What sparked this, and maybe you could say, well, Donald Trump was being cynical, sarcastic, whatever. But what Donald Trump did was perform a service for the people of Baltimore, because the nation has been talking about the squalid conditions that people have to live in, particularly in West Baltimore, that they've been living in. What happened as a result of President Trump's tweets? We have some conservatives, Scott Pressler. They're going into Baltimore Monday, August 5th, this coming Monday, and they have a team of conservative people who care, and they're going to start cleaning up, particularly West Baltimore. Dumpsters have been donated and all that. So that's one of the things that's come out of that.
And then from what I understand, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, who heads HUD, invited Elijah Cunningham to go with him on a visit into the streets and the squalor of Baltimore, and he declined. You know, I guess he's too busy trying to, you know, guard his mansion with all of the millions of dollars of artwork in that, where, you know, because we know that his house was broken into prior to the remarks by our President Trump. You know, the bottom line is he's just one of the few. Look at the, from what I'm able to see on the internet, Maxine Waters district, ditto, filth, carnage, etc. Nancy Pelosi's district, filth, carnage, disaster. You know, when Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark, it was a horror. And the mayor who's followed in his footsteps, it's still a horror. Broken down streets, broken down communities, high crime, etc., etc. Oh, but my goodness, these Democrats are doing so much for their constituents. Yeah, right.
Let's get down to brass tacks, as we always do, Barbara.
Well, let's first give the call-in number if anyone wants to participate, 973-925-4559. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Diamond.
Thank you for the call number. The bottom line is the civil rights leaders have sold us out. While they're demonizing the white man telling black people the white men will hold you back, which is not true. We hold ourselves back. While they're doing that, they're pocketing money. Elijah Cummings, Maxine Waters, the NAACP, all of them have sold black people out.
And Sharpton.
Al Sharpton is one of the key ones.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Jackson.
Sly Jackson.
Why are they millionaires and telling us to only vote for Democrats, and they're not holding the Democratic leaders responsible for the disasters in Baltimore, Newark, New Orleans, Detroit,
Irvington, Harlem,
where you have Democratic leadership? And I'm just going to be frank, and I say this as a black woman who lives in inner city America. Where you have Democratic leaders and a large population, and a large population of blacks on public assistance, it is usually a disaster. Let's just be straight up. The combination of corrupt Democratic leaders and black people who live in these urban areas, who as long as they get their Section 8 paid, their food stamps, they don't give a damn about what goes on in their neighborhood. They don't give a damn that the projects where they live has not been cleaned up. They don't push the city. They don't push the politicians. And the leaders who represent Newark and Baltimore, Elijah Cummings, they don't hold the Democratic Party accountable.
Well, I think.
Because they're getting paid off. They get the goodies.
Absolutely.
If it's true, and I don't know if it's true, I haven't verified it. If it's true, Elijah Cummings, he says, or someone has said, he has $10 million worth of artwork in his home. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he makes $174,000 a year, which is good money, but after taxes, it's down to $150,000, $140,000. Then he has to pay living expenses, this or that. How do you afford $10 million in artwork, and you have people who live with rats in their apartment?
Instead of Mueller investigating collusion and corruption as far as our president is concerned, why doesn't he investigate how he got $10 million worth of artwork?
Well, I have an even better question.
Corruption.
Better question. Thank you, Barbara.
But can I just say one thing? And how dare him question someone from, I think it was Homeland Security, and talking about those illegal aliens are human beings, I mean, he went off like a mad something another. But the bottom line is, the people who voted you into office are human beings also. And, you know, I hope that I live to see the day that black people will stop, will reject the conditioning they received through the media, through these black self-appointed leaders, to think that they don't deserve better. My friends, my fellow blacks, you deserve the best. Stop settling for anything less.
I think a bigger question for us is not, and what you said is great, not how did a congressman making less than $200,000 a year acquire $10 million in artwork? That's a very good question.
You know, Al.
But Donald Trump, the Trump administration, has allocated, if it's accurate, $16 billion with a B to Baltimore. Where's the money? Where did it go to? So what we need in Baltimore, what we need in Newark, we need accountability.
What we need in New York.
And the president criticizing a black politician is not racism. They throw the race card up to excuse Elijah Cummings' neglect of Baltimore. They use it to excuse neglect, period, by black leadership. You got $16 billion, and people are afraid to come out at night. They have rats running around. They live in squalid conditions. You have the nerve for Elijah Cummings to be yelling at a Border Patrol agent about how illegals, now emphasize word illegals, are treated in detention centers where we could just send them back.
Border Patrol, that's right.
He's yelling at Border Patrol agents, but not the city or the council, city mayor of Baltimore, the city council of Baltimore, about the conditions under which tax-paying black people are living. And even if they're not paying taxes, we have invested years, centuries into this country, and you don't give a damn about how they're living.
No, the only time they give a damn about how they're living or go to where they're living is election time. At that time, they can find their way into these dilapidated communities and sit up in the pulpit of some of these bought-out churches and declare that they are champions of the family, declare that they are champions of Americans. Meanwhile, they want open borders so that they can increase their voting bloc. And those open borders, those illegals who have not been checked for diseases or anything, don't know if they're part of the cartel or whatever, they will be placed not in Cummings' neighborhood, not in Maxine Waters' neighborhood, not in Elizabeth Warren or any of those representatives. They will be placed in these communities that blacks are occupying right now. It'll be harder for blacks to get apartments, harder for blacks to get jobs, and who knows what kind of diseases they'll be exposed to. And the drugs will be more abundant in these communities. Is that what we really want for America? I say no. And I hope, I saw on Facebook that some of the residents in Baltimore have found the nerve and found the strength to say, yes, President Trump is absolutely right about these deplorable conditions. They're coming on Facebook, showing their faces and showing in what conditions they're living. And he has nerve enough to talk about illegals being mistreated, and they're not being mistreated. They're living better than the people he represents live.
You know, I put this on Twitter yesterday, and it got a number of likes, too. To my fellow black Americans, we were told about how the white man is holding us back. It's not true. Many times over the last 3 or 4 decades by black politicians and civil rights leaders. Meanwhile, they are getting richer, the civil rights leaders and the black politicians, while the inner city communities are getting poorer and poorer. And that's it. But ladies and gentlemen, Elijah Cummings will not hold Democratic leaders accountable who run the city of Baltimore, and he represents the city of Baltimore. He will not hold them accountable. They will not speak up. So they've sold us out, essentially. As long as they can get goodies from the Democratic Party, a cocktail party here, money there, a townhouse here or there, they are not going to speak up for those poor black people who are living in horrible conditions.
And also from corporate America.
Absolutely.
They get paid, and that's why they're pushing for the illegals to come and vote, have driver's licenses and all of that. Now, that will cut the job market for black people, because these corporate America will hire them at a lower wage. Because from where they're coming from, a lower wage would be, you know, they're living on cloud nine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And those black unskilled laborers who need those level entry jobs or entry level jobs, whichever way it goes, will be out in the cold. Meanwhile, Cummings and all of them, they're getting paid off. They're getting paid by corporate America, who support their campaigns, mm-hmm, who give them big contributions, mm-hmm, to fool the people so that they can have another term to do nothing.
Right. Exactly. And President Trump, all he did was call it out.
He calls it.
It's not racist. Don't get confused or diverted by the race card. It is false. He has done a great service to the people of Baltimore, to inner city America, period.
And you people who want to, you know, post that he's such a racist or whatever, I wish you would take a moment and think.
Well, what I wish
they
would do, Barbara.
How many times have they referred to white people as racist?
Right.
It's been continuous. Mm-hmm. Anytime they said anything about Obama, which was helpful for the country, everybody, the media in particular, said that's another racist, another racist, another racist. Mm-hmm. If there were so many racists in America, mm-hmm, how did Obama become president?
Exactly.
I want you to just think.
Yeah.
You know, you're created by God, and you have a brain that's functioning. Use it and stop letting it be trained to make you think that you don't deserve the best.
You know, Barbara, what you said is important. It's very important. I want everyone who's listening to us right now, who's listening to our urban story, and please remember, feel free to call in. Area code 973-925-4559. I want you to, if you believe Trump is a racist, and this is very serious what I'm saying, Provide evidence.
Tell us what tell us.
Provide evidence.
What
go
proof?
On Barbara. Go on Barbara's
proof.
Facebook page, Barbara from Harlem, and post evidence. Just tell us where, how you can determine that our president is a racist.
You know, I don't have a name in front of me, but a black woman has been appointed the first general, et cetera, in the Marine Corps. Now, you know, I mean, a lot of black people have progressed and have been living a wonderful lifestyle under this administration. And if you have any proof or evidence, not what CNN says,
yes.
not what MSNBC
yes.
says, not
yes.
what comes out of the mouth of somebody like Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, what evidence do you have?
You know, I on a more emotional level, we're talking about this, in my opinion, this is beyond politics, because they don't want black people to know the truth.
They don't want black people not to be victims.
Right. They want black people to be victims.
Yes, they do.
You mentioned CNN, and we're going to talk about the Democratic debates. We'll touch on it. Don Lemon set up a question, and I'm going to just boil it down to the essence of the question. He asked one of the Democratic candidates, what do you think of Donald Trump's racist tweets?
Now, he already labeled it racist.
That's not what a journalist does.
No, he's not a journalist.
Don Lemon of CNN is absolutely horrible and deplorable as a reporter, as a journalist. CNN needs to fire him or suspend him. Then we have Soledad O'Brien on Twitter saying something referring to Trump as a racist. What I'm trying, she's formerly of NBC. What I'm trying to say is they're so afraid that black people will like what Donald Trump is doing. They're trying to overload us with the racism. I don't know. I don't think it's racist to say that Elijah Cummings has neglected his district. Trump also said the next day, Speaker Pelosi has neglected her district, which includes San Francisco. You have discarded needles used by heroin users. You have people defecating on the streets of San Francisco,
yes.
a glorious, beautiful city. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi's father and her brother were once mayors of Baltimore. Nancy Pelosi was born in Baltimore. So she has that connection. She wants to defend the indefensible.
It's not,
if you're defending Elijah Cummings, if you're saying Donald Trump was wrong to call that out, what you're saying is black people, black Americans deserve to live in squalid conditions. You're more concerned about protecting a Democrat. And I want pastors and preachers to get what I'm saying, because you're supposed to be on the forefront, and you're not. If you're defending what Elijah Cummings did and what a lot of politicians here in New Jersey doing, ignoring, neglecting, and in some cases encouraging the dysfunction in the black family, you're not doing your job. You're failing your job. You're not adhering to the word of God. What Trump did was shine a light on the darkness in Baltimore. It may be embarrassing, uncomfortable, but it needed to be done to help the people of Baltimore, some of whom are scared to speak out that they support Donald Trump. Donald Trump may be brash, he may be bold, he may be whatever, but you need that kind of leadership. You see, for too often, too long, the GOP, the Grand Old Party, the Republican Party, has neglected or ceded urban America to the Democrats.
Absolutely.
That's a big mistake. Donald Trump is showing the Republicans, if we can show leadership, if we show we care, we can make inroads in the black community.
And you know what? It's not a matter of just talk. It's action. When you have an unemployment rate of 3.7 or 5.
Very low.
Very low. When you have blacks, Asians, and Hispanics able to get jobs, those who want to work, you know, this is a great accomplishment. When you have a president that has turned the country into producing renewable fuels and things of that nature, businesses are staying here. You have something here in this country that a lot of people clamor to have in their homelands. It's time. for us to wake up from whatever of sickness we've been suffering from, particularly black people. And if you call yourself a clergy, go to church every Sunday, you clap your hands, you stomp your feet and say, praise the Lord. And then you put on Twitter or Facebook these tweets about our president. Mm-hmm. You really need to repent. Mm. Because Jesus says love. And you've been trained by the media, by the godless, by the ills of our society to hate mm-hmm. without a cause, to hate without evidence. Do you realize how simple you sound as a member of the clergy when you put those hateful, racial things about your president and you have not a shred of evidence?
Yes, thank you, Barbara. I think it's very, very important if you're a member of the clergy.
In particular.
If you're going to call Donald Trump a racist, and the Bible, that God hates lying.
He does.
An untruthful tongue.
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Thank you, Barbara. That is a commandment. Do not call President Trump a racist until you produce evidence of it.
And then if you can't say anything nice, sometimes you need to shut up. Because that's not dignified. The Bible clearly teaches in Romans, 13? That you give honor where honor is due. See, a lot of you who want to be called clergy, want to be respected as clergy, you really taint and tarnish the title of Christian. Because if you're going to think and act like the world, the world is in enmity against God. Mm-hmm. You cannot serve the world and serve God. And really, you're going through the motions of serving God, but you are exhibiting what the world wants you to exhibit, and that is hate without a cause, illogical thinking, and not thinking for yourself. And if you are endowed by your Creator, then you do Him honor by thinking for yourself and asking God to show you what is truth.
Excellent. And I think that's a very important message to the clergy. Trump, President Trump, has invited more black pastors, and I believe I'm accurate.
Yes.
Than former President Obama.
Obama was not a Christian.
I mean, Reverend Al Sharpton was at Obama's White House several times. I'm talking about Trump inviting black pastors on numerous occasions to talk about what's going on in the inner cities, to talk about prison reform, real prison.
And I hope one day we'll have an opportunity to participate in that.
Right. We want to meet President Trump, but we will meet
President. Because we have a lot to add.
We will meet President Trump, but I don't recall Obama inviting black pastors from the inner city. And if you're a pastor listening to this, whether you're listening it live or you're going to listen to us later, you can correct us if we're wrong. Barbara from Harlem's Facebook page is very active on Facebook. I'm active on Twitter. Tell us if we're wrong. I want to be corrected. Before we go any further, I got to mention this, please. There was a mass shooting at Walmart today, August 3rd, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh.
At least 10 dead. El Paso, Texas. And I'm very, you're blessed. I go into Walmart every Saturday morning in New Jersey. And thank God, but let's pray for those. Listen, I know people are going to start talking about gun control.
Oh, please.
Gun control laws only impact law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely.
They do not curtail if people are evil, demonic, and just want to kill people.
And see, these same people don't talk about rebuilding the American family.
Absolutely.
As the family goes, so goes your nation. In other words, at 40%, according to the last statistics I looked at, 40% of all children born in this nation are born with not being in an intact family. So that means they're not properly socialized, they're not validated, they're not affirmed, et cetera, et cetera. And the consequences are what we see every day. Every time we turn around, there's a shooting, there's a this, there's a that, suicide, murder, etc. And those numbers are increasing. And I say they are increasing along with the fact that our children are not being socialized properly. And in a black neighborhood, I mean, it's out of control. Mm-hmm. When you have over 70% of black children born outside of marriage, you have more of a chance of being impoverished, more of a chance of having mental disorders and mental insecurities because you have not been validated or socialized by two loving, committed parents. And I don't hear any of them talking about rebuilding the family, and particularly rebuilding and reuniting the black family.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. You're absolutely right. I want to touch on the Democratic debates.
But can we talk a little bit about Sharpton?
Please.
And because we're talking about racism.
Well, why don't you share, because you've met Sharpton,
yes.
You've encountered Sharpton. I don't know if you've engaged with him.
Yes,
tell us a little about...
He was very common to Harlem. You know, because he practically lived in the beauty salons when he had that long hair. But I've had numerous occasions to encounter him and be in his presence. Our church on 128th Street wanted him to come and be the worship leader. And he demanded $1,500. Well, the church I was a member of at that time didn't have the money to pay that. So he came when we were having a street festival, you know, and I took pictures of him, et cetera, et cetera. But aside from all of that, when he ran for president, I can tell you personally that he is one of the biggest con artists I've ever met. Number one, he had an affair at the Cotton Club, mm-hmm. which is on 125th Street near 12th Avenue.
Right.
It was $100 for the tickets. Mm-hmm. And of course, behind Tawana Brawley, I never liked him.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go, so someone gave me a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was full of just a lot of propaganda going no place. He's the deliverer of black people because of slavery, et cetera, et cetera. But at any rate, at the end of the evening when it was time to go, he had two burly men posted at the door, and they had hats in their hands. So in other words, when you went out, he expected you to put money in there. Mm-hmm. Now, when he was running for office, what he did, he was slick. Mm-hmm. Others that were running for office, like I knew one of candidates, I think, I'm not sure what office he was running for, but a very nice man. When he paid his printer to print up the placards and all of that stuff, he included Al Sharpton's name.
Mm-hmm.
So Al Sharpton got all of that campaign money, put it in his pocket, did whatever. And he had the other ones who were running for office put his name on the stuff that they were paying for.
Wow.
He is a con artist. I saw that in Living Color.
Wow.
And I said to myself, what a sneak, what a liar. And that's why, even when with the Tawana Brawley, I used to call him Sharp Tongue.
Mm.
He never held a job. He wouldn't even want to be president because he gets paid probably more just conning people, threatening to boycott or bring some blacks to a business to cause them a problem, and then he gets that payoff. I know he's a con artist. So our president wasn't racist, is not racist. He called it like it is, and that's what I like about him. He is a real New Yorker. You come out and mess with us, we have something for you.
Well, absolutely. Al Sharpton.
A con.
Yeah, I mean, and just as a side note, a lot of them go into the ministry for money.
Filthy lucre.
And they go into the ministry to influence black people.
Amen.
The Democratic Party wants people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton to have the reverend title, so they go into the churches and influence, try to keep black people in line in the group think. You got to vote for Democrats.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
a reverend, and I'm telling you, you have
yes.
to vote for Democrats.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we're amen, ain't God good all the time. We're not paying attention to the word of God. So they send Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, to influence church-going black people to just pull the lever for Democrats. And
Absolutely.
We're not paying attention to the fact that we're voting for pro-abortion candidates. We're voting for candidates who believe two men and two women should get married. And
Absolutely.
We have to remove ourselves from pastors, even though we as black people, we were taught to be loyal to blacks. I understand. I get it because of what we went through earlier in our history in this country. But now, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow black
Americans.
Those days are over. We need to line up our vote with the word of God. Not the Republicans are perfect, but their agenda, their policies are more closely aligned to how America was founded, to Judeo-Christian values.
And to what God has ordained and mandated. In other words, the shedding of innocent blood in God's eyesight, he hates. And he said, leave and cleave. That wasn't for a man to leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. That is the definition of marriage on God's terms. And, you know, it's very unfortunate that they infiltrated the black church as completely as they have, because now it's turned into be prosperous, but they don't talk about the soul prospering. This party, unfortunately, has people violating the laws of God while they're clapping their hands and stomping their feet, and it's a shame and it's a disgrace. And the thing about it, in my book Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, I mention an outline how Jesse Jackson used to be pro-life, but I guess he made more money by being pro-abortion. So he switched. He changed. But the bottom line is, God does not change. He is still a sovereign God. He says that life is precious. And he says that man should leave and cleave. Jesus, the first miracle he performed was at a wedding, and I'm sure it wasn't a same-sex one.
Absolutely. Just a note on your book. When
yes.
people go on Amazon,
okay.
really Simon & Schuster, any of them, it might be easier to search for your name as an author.
Barbara from Harlem.
From Harlem. Her book will pop up.
Yes.
For Amazon, in order for you to leave a comment, you have to purchase the book.
From them.
From Amazon. They will identify you as a verified purchaser, so then you can leave a comment. We would love for you to comment on Barbara's book so that other people will be influenced to purchase it
and
as well.
Thank God the comments that we have received so far are very good. And we've met some people, you know, like I met a friend in Maryland. Her name is Barbara, mm-hmm. and she says that she loves the book, and she's passing it around.
Awesome.
And please, if you get your copy and you enjoy it, please tell others about it so that we can be on the bestseller list.
Absolutely. Before we go to break, let me talk about the Democratic debates. I wasn't interested in them because we know too many Democrats are leaning left. They're anti-American. They're putting illegals before Americans. They've told us we have to pay for Obamacare, the American Affordable Care Act, whatever. And if you don't pay, you'll get penalized. They've exempted themselves. They don't have to take Obamacare. But we're told we have to pay for free health care for illegals. Can someone out there tell me if that makes sense or if that's fair? It's completely unfair. So the Democrats are just far left. They're too far left. They're anti-American.
They are.
What happened was people are talking about how Representative Tulsi Gabbard had called Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, on her record as a prosecutor in California and really just burned Kamala Harris. Yeah, that was good. Tulsi Gabbard, okay, I'll give her a point or two. But then she turned around and said that Donald Trump supports Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda.
How crazy.
I mean, so Tulsi Gabbard undermined her own performance on the stage. She undermined it. I don't think, from my looking at the Democratic candidates, that there is one who can beat Trump.
Well,
I don't think so at all at this point. And what was interesting, on the second night of the Democratic debates, they started attacking Barack Obama's record. Maybe Barack Obama was too moderate for these far-left radicals. I mean, what are your thoughts, Barbara?
My thoughts are, you know, number one, I didn't watch it because I didn't think it would be anything encouraging, anything that would be uplifting, because they're a bunch of leftists, they're a bunch of secular humanists, and I noticed from what I saw on Facebook, they didn't have one American flag. So not one American should vote for any of them that were on that stage. Because how in the world, it shows you how insane they are. How in the world could you be vying for the highest position in this land and in the world and not be proud of the country that you say that you want to rule over. That doesn't make any sense. You see, their ideology is from darkness. And darkness, it doesn't make sense. You can't even make sense of it. So I didn't waste my time with them. Kamala Harris, I call her Reparations K. Mm-hmm. You know, because she wants to distract black people from the fact that you want to further destroy their communities, mm-hmm. further have them living in, you know, increase their impoverished level. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that these illegals are treated better than those black people that you want to vote for you. So she's Miss Reparations K. Don't be distracted by that. Because number one, this country is sovereign and defined by borders. We'll be right back. We have to take a break. This is our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara back with you after our break on our urban story. Let me give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbara. God bless you.
God bless you, too, also. So what do you have to say about what we're saying?
Well, honestly, I've been real tired because I was at the abortion center for 3 hours.
Okay.
And I got back here a little while ago. But I just wanted to tell you, I haven't been able to listen to anything. I just turned it on.
Okay, but listen, I want to thank you for being out there at the abortion center because we need people like you
to stand up
for those babies who don't have a voice.
Absolutely. Gosh. You know, there's nothing greater than standing for life, but this morning, should I go? Shouldn't I go? I was a little tired, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, I got to go, and I got up and I went.
Thank God, thank God.
Thank you. And I was called a racist today because I have no idea, and usually that's a very odd thing because, like, I was standing on a corner. I was the only one left from everyone that was there, so I was left.
Okay.
Only me. I have two signs and an American flag.
Well,
and I don't know what he was saying because he kept saying it over and I could not hear him. I kept saying, what did you say? What did you say? And then he left and I got it from, post or whatever. And I said, wait, I think he called me a racist.
Well, you know what? Excuse me one minute. Hello? Listen.
Yes.
That word they use just randomly. You're not a racist. You're standing there for the children. And something's wrong with your phone because it keeps fading in and out. But we were talking, since you didn't hear us, we were talking about people calling our president a racist. They use that derogatory term because they want to turn people against him. And whoever called you a racist today, you know, their minds aren't that bright and they couldn't come up with anything else. So that word is so common that even if you were black, probably he would have said it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they don't make sense. So thank you so much for your service, and thank you for standing up for those babies that don't have a voice. And God bless you, my darling.
Can I say real quick thing?
Yes, darling. Hurry up, please.
They call everyone a racist for everything. Now,
they do.
When he was just talking about the fact that Baltimore was dirty, like New York City is filthy right now. So if he called New York City filthy, they're going to call him a racist for saying that. What has that got to do with the race? I don't get it.
Well,
and one more thing I just want to say. Please, let me say this, because this is very important to anyone out there that's listening and goes to church. You must get involved, you must register to vote, and you must register for God-fearing men and women that want to be pro-life, because the sanctity of life is number one.
Thank you very much for that reminder, because, you know, we do have a certain portion of our population. They say, oh, well, election time isn't that important. Oh, let someone else do it. Well, come see, come saw. No. We're at a crucial time in the history of America, and we need every American to celebrate the fact that they're able to vote because they're in a country that men and women died to give them the freedoms to vote and have a say in what's going on in their country. George Washington said the power under the Constitution will always be in the people. So people around America, get up, go out, and vote for our President Trump to have another term.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much for your call, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
If I could say 1 second, Reverend Charles Finney said,
okay,
but I tell you, don't see it. In your breath or curse is nature according to the course. Christians take in politics.
Amen.
We support the candidates who support.
Thank you so very much for your call.
Thank
you for standing for the unborn.
God bless.
We greatly appreciate it, and we need you doing that. Thank you so much. I just want to point out some good news. According to Breitbart.com, black youth unemployment is at its lowest rate in history.
That's right.
Thanks to President Trump.
Right. While they're calling him a racist, he's doing things that's helping blacks, Hispanics, Asians, all Americans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even though, and I want to move to another topic, you know, we all know that Robert Mueller, Director Mueller, although the report bears his name, he clearly did not write the report. He barely knew what was in it. But the Democrats, although his testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, although it was a dud by all standards on July 24th, the Democrats still want to push for impeachment. That tells me they're in a very weak position. They know they can't beat Trump. Why are you pushing for impeachment when you have no evidence? Kamala Harris said, well, there were 10 times where it's listed that he, the president, engaged in obstruction.
That's a lie.
Senator Harris, who was a homewrecker because she kind of slept her way to the top. I wish Senator Harris and other Democrats would tell us exactly the evidence you have. The president, impeachment requires high crimes and misdemeanors.
But the bottom line,
not that you don't like Trump, he pisses you off, you don't like his personality, you think he's a jerk. It's high crimes and misdemeanor.
But
it's not any of that. It's because he beat Hillary. Sorry.
But the bottom line is they hate everyone who got up and voted for Trump. They are so un-American that if you don't agree with voting for Hillary, that you are, they want to impeach you also. That's the bottom line. They don't believe in America. They don't believe in our Constitution. They don't believe in our Declaration of Independence. They don't believe because they want to be the dictators. They want to be the rulers
now,
a free people. Yes, ma'am.
I love what you're saying, Barbara.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I think what we're getting at is the left. They're fascist.
Absolutely.
And when you have communists like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's a communist. Her chief of staff just resigned like yesterday. And he said in an interview, the whole Green New Deal, it's all about overturning America's economy, which is based on capitalism. It's not about saving the environment. It's not about climate change, which is BS. I have research from 2010 where the climate change business is about,
it's about money.
Follow the money. But the Democratic Party has been taken over by communists, anti-Semites.
They're secular humanists.
Tim Ryan, when the Democrats were debating on Wednesday night, the first debate, he did not put his hand over his heart as they were saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They're so to the left. And what they're doing, and I'll just show them up because we have to go. Their leftism, their communist ideology.
Can I just sum it up? Godlessness.
Please. Okay. Just go ahead and finish.
Go ahead. No.
I'm finished. I'm going. Go ahead, Mom.
I'm sorry. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, you know, it's just godlessness. We can label it communism, socialism, Marxism. It's godlessness. They have a major rejection and hatred toward God. And this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And that's their goal, to overturn it, to nullify it. That's why they have taken God out of the public square. That's why they don't want to pledge to the allegiance to the flag. And that's why they don't like In God We Trust or One Nation Under God. I'm finished.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. You got it. Yeah. And the impeachment thing, if they want to go for it. But it'll be a dud. The Americans don't support it.
The bottom line is all Americans who believe in freedom and believe in liberty should call those representatives who are so far into darkness and let them know, you go for impeachment, we will go to recall you from your office. And they don't want people to wake up to the fact that they are impeding upon the rights of the people who voted for Donald John Trump. We knew what we were doing, and it was an intervention by God that he won, because everything was set. in place, in motion, all of the cheating, all of the lies, all of the, you got a president telling illegals to go out there and vote for Hillary. But it didn't happen. God spared us. So we need to call every one of those representatives and say, if you want my vote, then you stop all of this impeachment and fight to protect our borders, get that wall built, and those who are here that we can't deport, make sure that they're not carrying any diseases, bringing drugs in this community. We want our children and our communities as safe as possible. That's what they get paid for. They took an oath, and right now it's a dereliction of duty when they're focusing more on the president and trying to remove him than trying to protect American citizens in that, and they're supposed to be concerned about the general welfare of the people. They are not doing their job, and we need to let them know you will be recalled if you don't buckle up and look after the constituents. God bless you. God bless America. And this is Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.